So the patricians decided that the royal imperium that the king had should now be shared between two men, and these were called consuls, and that the Senate, a Senate made up of the patricians, would elect the two consuls every year. And what's important here to remember is that when one is trying to understand a little bit of the Roman culture as it stretched through hundreds and hundreds of years, is that there was always a suspicion of rule by one man. So even when later on there were some emperors that were pretty interesting people, did some very good things, nevertheless, there was always the suspicion of rulership by one man. And for sure, many of the rulers, the later rulers of Rome, abused their power. And so this was something that was enshrined in what you could call the cultural awareness, the thoughts of what it meant to be a Roman. There was this ideas of simplicity and of being a soldier and being patriotic. And there was this also this suspicion of rule by one man. And so we're now talking about this time, and it didn't, on the face of things, it didn't actually last all that long. But for a brief time, there were two men who ruled, and they were elected by the Senate. And you could say, oh, well, that's a pretty good system. And maybe it even sounds something like the government that we have in the United States. Well, not really, because the Senate only consisted of wealthy men, and although soon the plebeians stood up and said, "Wait a minute, we want to be involved too," and they had their assembly, and there was a sort of tension between the plebeians and the patricians, between the assembly and the Senate. The real power lay with the consuls, because they were basically friends of and even related to the men who were in the Senate. And the Senate didn't really have any power. It was a body of men who talked and argued and advised the consuls. It didn't actually have any legal power. And the power really lay with the consuls.